Three Composers Respond to the Politics of Perpetual War by Ron Butlin. 1. How Schoenberg's 12-note series might have led to a better world, but didn't. Like everyone else at the end of the 19th century, Arnold Schoenberg had taken his seat on the crowded train heading towards an ever better world. As it turned the corner into the glorious future ahead, the engine started picking up speed, moments later slamming into a solid wall. Bits went everywhere, bits of countries, bits of colonies, bits of science, art, and religion. The tracks, seeming to stretch back to the beginnings of time, were wrenched apart, buckled and bent. They clawed at the blue sky above Passchendaele. Suddenly the street was full of people who knew best. Their self-appointed task to get civilization back on the rails. They all agreed that drastic problems need drastic solutions, and each had a solution more drastic than the one before. Such a noise of hammering and welding, such a clamor and din of revolution, extermination, colonial expansion, and unemployment, of mass production and racial purity. The stock exchange boomed, the trains ran on time. Schoenberg, meanwhile, was discarding tonality. He declared that his 12-note system would create a melodic line strong enough to hold everything together, even chaos itself. Around him, the street was bustling with strikers and strike breakers, cattle trucks crisscrossing Europe, financiers thudding onto pavements, parades, searchlights, flags, roaring ovens, transatlantic crossings to the sound of the restaurant orchestra, reasoned debate, and orderly soup queues. Soon, Schoenberg was rushing up to complete strangers. "My 12-note system offers real value for money to composer, player, and audience alike." Darkness fell swifter than ever before. Once the lights went out, the sandmen tiptoed from country to country, tucking the sleepers tight in their beds. That done, he began telling them their dreams. 2. Between Hollywood immortality and life and death on Wall Street, the early days of John Cage. The third day in Cage's life began before the second had finished, counterpoint of a sort. He remarked to himself while watching a half-completed dream get spiked onto the city skyline. For the next week, his nursery was ransacked by the impatient future. Teddy's glass eye winked at shutter speed, record, erase, record, erase, record, erase. Deformed as we all are by our longings, Cage wept childish tears for the rest of his life, as we all do. He knew when aged a fortnight that he already knew too much. The city skyline, that bundle of I Ching sticks, was ready to be thrown. America, that blood-red carpet laid down to welcome the 20th century, fitted perfectly. It was the world, of course, that needed trimmed. The future was always one step ahead, a part-developed print, a ghost that left tracks. "Let's pretend," he said to himself while clutching the bars that kept him safer than love, "let's pretend the West Coast and the East, Hollywood immortality, life and death on Wall Street, are lines drawn in the desert, traced out and erased, traced out and erased, traced out and erased. The sands of time, the arithmetic of chance. The desert of New Mexico, the Manhattan Project plus Los Alamos equals Hiroshima. The desert of Nevada, Las Vegas, plus this, for one lifetime only, four-dimensional dice, equals our aging towards a certainty. Meanwhile, from the sand grain's empty heart, from its lifeless core, silence, silence, silence." 3. Stockhausen's soundtrack for the post-apocalypse will be written in strict symphonic form. Opening Allegro Perpetuo. Cut and loop the TV clips to send that second plane into that second tower inside our head. Now every plane in every empty sky flowers red and yellow flames inside our head. And so, cut and loop the TV clips to send etc. etc. Adagio. $5 billion darkness glides 5 miles above. No stain across the radar sky, no sonic boom disturbing us 5 miles below, no unnecessary din. We're free to look on while our town, our street, our workplace, and our homes are redesigned with state-of-the-art efficiency. Our grandparents, our children, husbands, wives, friends, arms, legs, eyes, hands, skin. Scherzo and Trio. Switch off the moon, turn up the sun. Stockhausen's soundtrack has begun. New York and Kabul are suburbs of the one same city. Cluster bombs and food parcels are dropped from the same planes. Cancel the earth, delete the stars, Stockhausen's soundtrack will do for all wars. Closing Allegro. That clear September morning in Manhattan, the night sky above the Afghan desert, above Baghdad, we turn from one to see the other. There's nothing else. Stockhausen's soundtrack, end of tape hiss.